I really don't know what you're going to do with this because I have no idea what I'm going to do.
I missed all that because I ran across the other side of the room to go and plug in the computer.
Oh, okay. I just said I don't know what I'm going to do.
Oh, well, just do something. Move this a bit forward. Is that better? Or probably worse for you, actually, thinking about it.
Doesn't make any difference.
I thought it was making me louder by moving the microphone closer.
No.
Okay. Well, the only thing we're waiting for is the computer I unplugged by mistake to reboot, which has got the counter on it, but I don't think it really matters, does it?
I don't. Just tell me when to start talking, and I will.
Well, start talking now, then.
Right, okay. Now, hi, it is, believe it or not, James Whale, and I know I sound a bit like a cross between Bonnie Tyler and Rod Stewart, but that's purely the... I haven't got a sore throat. I'm on some pretty strong chemotherapy drugs for my cancer at the moment, and this is one of the number of side effects that are really quite exciting. And no, they're not. But I just felt perhaps I should come on and explain maybe why we haven't been doing the podcast for a while. As you probably know, I'm sure, I have been diagnosed again with kidney cancer, which I had 21 years ago. Unfortunately, this time it decided to bring some friends with it. And the treatment is, last time I had it, I had a kidney whipped out and everything sort of went back to normal for 20 odd years. This time, don't think I'm going to be quite so lucky. But I just wanted to share with you, first of all, I'm still doing my radio show four nights a week, which also appears on TV. And some of the side effects of the drugs make motivation a little difficult, but I am doing my best. Spent the morning picking on Jeremy Vine and his show on Channel 5 and moaning about how left-wing BBC and various lovey presenters are becoming. You know, I suppose I have to be a little bit careful. I suppose if I was working today being a Friday and I'm not, I would be having a little rant probably about Greta Thunberg, or not so much Thunberg. And the fact, you know, she's well-meaning and all of that, I don't, you know, she's young. But the whole business of climate change, which is a problem, of course, because the climate on this planet will change. And the biggest problem is us, human beings. And we've probably gone through the tipping point. I don't know. When I see the Chinese and various other in nations full of billions of people changing the way they live, I might think differently. But, you know, everything changes. We come, we go, and things change. But I just think the added tension about climate change, because whatever we do, unless we do it globally, will probably make no difference at all. Actually, it'd be good not to have so much rubbish, be good not to have so many cars. It would be good not to have so much pollution. I agree with all of that. So I'm quite happy to do my bit. I'm just not sure that telling everybody we'll get the climate back how it used to be, cold winters, warm summers, but not too hot and not too cold, is absolute fucking bollocks. Because things change. And we're in a changing period. And I just wanted to have my say about that, which I've done. And have my say about, you know, the sort of things that I used to talk on here a lot. I may well come back to doing it. I've not written myself off yet. It's just the fact that the drugs that I'm being treated by at the moment are having a bit of an effect on me, which I didn't expect. And to be honest, it's only happened during this week. Last week I was fine, but this week they seem to have kicked in a bit, and I'm on some kind of new trial or new drug that is quite interesting. It affects my voice and actually affects my tongue, but that's another story. But, you know, so many people have got to go through things like this in their life. My next goal in life is to make my 70th birthday. Believe it. I know I seem like I'm about 25, don't I? Although probably don't sound like it at the moment. But my next birthday is in May next year, and I'll be 70. And I've had a terrific life. I've had an amazing life. I'm hoping for a couple more years, but if I go tomorrow, I'm quite relaxed. My family might not be quite as relaxed as me, but I'm quite relaxed about it because I've had a very good time. But I also want to make everybody understand that I'm not being brave about this. Talking about it actually helps me. And for a lot of people to talk about when they have a serious illness helps them. But lots of people who aren't ill don't really want to listen because it's embarrassing and you don't know what to say. The only thing you can say is, look, I'm with you. I understand. Because you have to understand, because I may be going through something now that every one of you is going to go through at a later stage. A really, really nice guy that I only met a few years ago, and I was very friendly with, and I was looking forward to spending more time with, who was as fit as anything, had no illness, dropped dead a few weeks ago. It was his funeral on Monday. None of us know when our time is up. And I think by talking about the end of life, which we don't do in this country very well, in fact, we pretend to shy away from it, is actually helping me. If it's embarrassing you, I'm sorry. I don't want to embarrass you and I don't want to upset you. But there will come a time in all our lives when we have to face this. Every single person has to face the loss of loved ones and their own immortality. And so I'm going through it. I'm continuing to work, hopefully right until the very last. And hopefully I get a few years. But you know, this is something that we all have to face. It has to be said, at this particular moment in time, when none of us can go anywhere, I can look out of my window here and see the pub in my village across the road, which sadly has been closed for some considerable time, so I can't even pop in and have a chat to people there. We're all going through the same thing. And I know, as far as the pandemic is concerned, a lot of people are struggling with whether it's really, it is there. I was in hospital last week, and all my consultant wanted to talk about was why so many people were saying they wouldn't have the vaccine if they were offered it, and he couldn't believe that people were being so stupid. It is a real problem. And a lot of people will be badly affected. You may even have it, you may not know, you may get better, but it may come back to haunt us in years to come. And if it can be stopped now, which is what they're trying to do, if it can be halted, all the future generations will be better off. So perhaps we should go with it. Perhaps we shouldn't start steaming Harrods or deciding we're young and enthusiastic and we'll beat everything and so we'll have a party. Maybe it's not the best idea. Trouble is, if you're getting on a bit like me, or if you may think you don't have a lot of time left, living it behind closed doors is probably not the best thing to do. Hang on a minute. Hold on just a minute, because... Hello?
Amazon customer, there has been an order placed for an Apple iPhone 11 from your Amazon account from your payment card that is linked with your Amazon account for £549.
No, there isn't.
If you did not place this order and want to cancel the order, you can speak with our customer representative by pressing the button.
Thank you.
Do you think this is a scam?
Oh, 100%. I had one yesterday.
Do you think I'm going to talk to her? I see. Hung up. Actually, people who operate those scams, I'd like to fucking... That's the second one I've had today.
Yeah, I had one yesterday.
What did they say you were buying?
That my Amazon Prime had renewed, and if I wanted to cancel, then I needed to press 1. So I pressed 1. I said, I don't want to cancel. I said, no problem, we'll get you through to the cancellation department. He just wouldn't listen.
I've not bought anything on Amazon for ages.
Well, that's because I keep sending you stuff.
Well, yeah, you're my Amazon account, aren't you, really?
That's true, yeah.
So anyway, I forgot where I got to now. Any more fucking fake phone calls? If I find out what fucking country they come from or where, because they're usually from abroad, aren't they?
Unfortunately, yes, so we can't do anything about them.
Well, we could. We could just go in there and, you know. But anyway, that really has annoyed me. It's an intrusion of my personal space and everybody else. And I think the penalty for finding and catching people for doing that, and you get loads of very young sounding kids answering the phones and doing it, so they must, who don't particularly sound foreign. So where do they come from?
You can get websites like Fiverr.com and get people to record a professional message like that for $5.
Okay, well, they need to be dealt with. Probably not put this out, actually, when I think about it.
Oh, that's a shame, because that was like 4 minutes of audio.
Was it? Okay. Well, maybe edit it and take me saying fucking out of it.
Okay, well, that was the best bit.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, that's almost it, really. So the reason I haven't done the podcast for a while is, A, because I'm concentrating on my illness, and B, because I feel, you know, I'm doing sort of four nights on the radio / TV for talk radio at the moment. And my voice is beginning to get, I mean, it doesn't sound that bad today, does it?
No, it's not breaking up or anything.
But I've had so many messages on social media, and I'd just like to thank everybody. And the reason that I decided to come out and talk about it, because lots of people like to hide the fact that they are ill or they have a disease like cancer, because they feel in some way it makes them look as if they have failed. Well, I've never smoked. And I've got a number of tumours in my lungs at the moment. So I don't feel like I've failed. I just feel like it's one of those things. And we're all going to have to have something in our life. But please, don't feel sorry for me. Just when somebody is in a similar situation and they want to talk about it, if you can bring yourself to listen, it really does help. It actually, everything helps if you talk about it. Everything. Discuss about it. One of the things that worries me at this particular moment is the kind of cutting back of free speech. And that there are so many, you know, I talked about the BBC the other day that is now, in my view, well past its sell-by date. But nobody has the nerve. Governments have to, it needs to be cut back. It's become a left-wing tool. And so much of the media has become politically energized in a kind of socialist, I don't want to upset anybody way, which actually eventually leads to the end of free speech. We can't have free speech in case we upset somebody. You can't say that because somebody might get very hurt. And now we get some of the social media platforms beginning to want to take things off air if they think they break certain codes and rules. I want to hear the most horrible, awful people spouting out the most disgusting, ridiculous facts so that I can attack them, so that I can have a go at them. You know, everybody's scared of having a go at Black Lives Matter. Well, Black Lives Matter, White Lives Matter, any other colour of life matters, all life matters. And Black Lives Matter is a particularly nasty political organization that would like to see the rule of law and order got rid of. The idea that we should kick racist out is a brilliant idea. And to be racist and to be prejudiced is a weakness. I don't care what you are. You can be whatever you want. I don't give a stuff as long as you're a nice person. I don't care what color your skin. I'd like to be a little darker myself. I'm very offended when people call me gammon. You know, the sense seems to have fucked off and left us. Now the BBC are bringing out a kind of a woke dictionary. So all their dull, really middle-of-the-road sort of, you know, university-graduated fuckwits that they seem to employ just have nothing to say. And I think that is a real danger to the freedom of speech. Because everybody should be challenged. Tell me I'm talking bollocks, and fine. Let's have the discussion. Talk radio. You can call me nightly from 7. But I'm fine. And I just wanted to thank everybody that's been getting in touch over the past couple of months since I was diagnosed again. And I'm still going to wind people up. I'm still going to be the bad boy of radio. I'm not really the bad boy of radio, am I?
I wouldn't go that far.
No, I mean, you know, I started doing this when I was about 22, 23. And they put me because I had what they described as a late night radio voice on late at night. And I got bored shitless and started taking phone calls in the days when the technology had just arrived so you could put phone calls on air. Well, it hadn't. It had been in America for years and they'd been doing talk shows for years. But, you know, in Britain, we didn't really want to offend anyone. Well, I don't particularly want to offend anyone. I just want us all to have a bit of a, you know, some of the funniest discussions are people who ring me on my shows and talk about nothing. But, you know, unless we aren't hampered by, oh, well, you can't say that. You may offend somebody. Nonsense. Then what, you know, the people who really are going to try and change the world secretly will get away with it. Because anybody else who makes a point is going to be slapped down or they're going to be silenced by the technology that is available at the moment. I mean, maybe in the future, of course, nobody will be allowed to have a point of view. Gosh, that would be terrible. I'm glad I'm 70 next year. Anyway, listen, join me again on Talk Radio and we'll talk soon. Thank you.